Hebrews, if you'd like to turn there, that's where we're going to be again this morning. If you can remember, I said that throughout the book of Hebrews, there are a few, what you might want to call detours or just little off-the-side things that I wasn't going to be drawn into. I wanted to stay with the major theme of how Jesus is better than various things in regards to the Jewish religion. And then once we sort of finish, particularly get to the end of Aaron and how Jesus is better than him, we'll go back and we'll mop up some of those passages that I've left as we're going through them. And so because of that, we've looked at chapter 1, 2, 3, 4, and most of chapter 5, but not all of chapter 5. We missed chapter 6, and we've looked at chapter 7, 8, 9, and half of 10. And so that's where we're up to in the book of Hebrews. And today we're going to be back at chapter 5 and finish off that chapter there. And so if you like, turn to chapter 5, and we'll be reading various verses throughout this chapter as we go through. So before we begin, let's commit this time to the Lord. Father, we want to thank you that your word is alive today. And Lord, it holds meaning for us, not just for those who were the very first recipients of this letter, but Lord, these things are just as important for us this morning, so many years later. And I pray that as we have taken the time to come and spend this around your word, that Lord, we would seize the opportunity to listen and allow your spirit to minister to us and keep us from the distractions of the world, things that have happened this week or may be happening in the following week. And Lord, I pray that we would allow ourselves this time for you to speak to us and challenge us, I pray. And I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Something that I've noticed over the years is that those who are losing their hearing often don't even realize that they are losing their hearing. Yeah, exactly. It generally happens the older you get, but not always. I guess you don't realize you're losing your hearing until it's extremely bad. And for many, they think that they're okay, and they don't even realize how much they're actually missing out on. I know when I go and visit my father, he has the TV up really loud, but he thinks it's the perfect volume. He thinks, oh, I've got a problem. I probably do, but he has a bigger problem when it comes to losing the hearing. But he doesn't realize how many conversations take place around him that he's actually missing out on. I find it interesting that both my mother and father accuse each other of mumbling all the time, all right? That was one of the main arguments that they've had recently. You're always mumbling, until they discovered they both needed hearing aids. All right? And so they automatically thought the other person had the problem and it wasn't their problem. And so I've noticed that when someone is losing their hearing, they either don't hear what's been said or they only hear half of what has been said and so it doesn't make sense to them. Or even more scary, sometimes they think they hear what's been said when it wasn't actually what has been said, and they even get offended by what they think they heard. And so not being able to hear properly can cause some difficulties and problems, especially when you don't realize that you have a hearing problem and you're becoming dull of hearing, because you think everyone else has the problem and not you. And we discover here in the book of Hebrews that this isn't just a physical problem. We discover that there were those, some Hebrews, that had a problem when it came to being dull of hearing spiritually. You see, being dull of hearing can also be a spiritual problem when it comes to hearing the things of God. And this had become a problem with some of the Hebrews that this epistle was written to. In the first four chapters, the writer begins to show them how Jesus is better than many things, or all the things that the Jews held dear to them. He shows them how Jesus is better than the prophets, how he's better than the angels, he's better than Moses, he's better than Joshua, better than Abraham. And then when he comes into chapter 5, he turns his attention to Aaron's priesthood, which we've already seen. And in chapter 5, he explains how Jesus has better qualifications for a priest, a higher priest than what Aaron had. And then he also talks about how Jesus is from the order of Melchizedek. We read that in verse 6. It says, in chapter 5, verse 6, "As he saith also in another place, thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek." And then he goes on to talk about Jesus and what he has done for them. It says in verses 7 to 9, "Who in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and sanctifications with strong crying and tears unto him that was able to save him from death, and was heard in that he feared, though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. And being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey." And so he's talking about the Lord Jesus. And then after that, he goes on to refer to the order of Melchizedek again, because he says in verse 10, "called of God and high priest after the order of Melchizedek." Now, it's at this point the writer takes a little bit of a detour. Now, he gets back to this topic of Melchizedek in chapter 6, verse 20, where he says, "whither the forerunner for us entered, even Jesus, made a high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek." And we have seen, if you can remember, as he drifts, we go into chapter 7 and explains how the order of Melchizedek is greater than the order of Aaron's priesthood, and thus Jesus is a better priest than Aaron. But before he goes on into that, there is a few detours. And the first thing he does is he gives his readers a rebuke. There were plenty of things that he wanted to tell them about Melchizedek and probably the Lord Jesus, but he knew that they would fall on deaf ears. Or really, they wouldn't understand what he was talking about. He says here in verse 11 of chapter 5, "of whom we have many things to say and hard to be uttered, seeing ye are dull of hearing." And so he introduces the topic of Melchizedek, and then he says, "of whom," referring to Melchizedek, "we have many things to say." The writer had lots he wanted to tell them about Melchizedek. Now, we know he does tell them a fair bit, but it appears that there was plenty more he really would have liked to have told them, but he saw that there was a problem. He says, "we have many things to say and hard to be uttered." That is, I know it's going to be difficult for you to understand these things. And he shows them the reason why he believes that it would be hard for them to understand, because he says, "seeing ye are dull of hearing." Now, I wouldn't assume that everyone was like this, but there was certainly enough to cause the writer concern. Now, where it says, "seeing ye are dull of hearing," it can quite easily be translated, "seeing ye have become dull of hearing," meaning that they weren't always like this, but they had become like this. And from the context, we get the idea that this is the case. They weren't always dull of hearing, but they had become dull of hearing. You see, the writer expected far more from them by now. He expected them to be far more mature and far more sure about the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ and the things of God. He had seen their passion and their zeal and their faith. And so he thought they should be able to, by this point, to be able to understand the deep things of God. And so if he wanted to go in and look at Melchizedek and all the intricate things about him, they should be able to understand it. But to his dismay and disappointment, they weren't going to be able to understand that, and he realized it. And he knew the reason why, and that was spiritual deafness. And you know, sadly, this is a problem that many Christians have, or at least most Christians experience at different times in their Christian life. They begin well, they're zealous, they begin to grow, they make stands for the Lord, they have great potential, But sadly for so many Christians, they never reach that full potential. But you look at their life and they seem to have stagnated. They seem to be stunted. And often the reason why they are like that is because they have the same problem that those of these Hebrews had, and that is spiritual deafness. For many, they come to church week after week for years. They go to the morning service, they go to the evening service, they might even turn up to the Wednesday night prayer meeting, a Bible study as well. They have regular quiet times, but throughout all this process of doing these things, they have hardly grown in the Lord. They've been through the formality of coming to church and reading God's word, but that word hasn't gone into their soul and transformed them as it's meant to. And there's a problem. And maybe you're here today and you can understand that that's sort of where you fit. You've been going to church for years. You've heard lots of messages. You know lots of things, but you still just haven't really grown much. Well, if that's the case, most likely the problem is spiritual deafness. You've become dull of hearing. The only problem, as I said before, is when somebody is starting to lose their hearing, often they don't realize it. And in fact, what they do is they blame other people for the problem of not hearing. Same spiritually. The pastor, he just mumbles. He's just so hard to understand. There's nothing in those messages. It's just dry old bread. There's nothing every week. Or I read my Bible and I have my quiet time, but the Lord never speaks to me through it. When the reality is, the Lord's probably speaking to you, but you just can't hear Him. And often the problem is ourselves and not others. Now the good news is, just like we can go down to the shops and we can book ourselves in and get a hearing test to see if we are really the problem or not, here in the book of Hebrews, the Lord has given us a spiritual hearing test. So we can see if maybe we are the problem or not. And we can see if we have become dull of hearing or maybe been dull of hearing for many years when it comes to the spiritual life. And we see that there are certain characteristics that are found in a believer that would show that they have become dull of hearing. There are warning signs or signs of somebody who is dull of hearing. And so for the rest of the time, what we're going to do is we're going to look at these three things that characterize someone who has become dull of hearing. And so we're going to do a little hearing test today. And so you need to assess yourself to see how well your hearing is when it comes to spiritual things. Now, the first thing we see here in Hebrews 5 is that someone who has a problem when it comes to their spiritual hearing is they never learn. It says there in verse 12, "For when for the time you ought to be teachers, you have the need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God." You never learn when you're dull of hearing. You know, my son Robert's been going off to school for about 10 years now. And we pack him up, send him off on the bus, and he goes and he learns and he comes back home. Now, if we had an open day down at Olivet and we can go and see our children learning, and so I went down to see him there in the process of learning, and I go into the senior's room where he's meant to be, and they say, "No, Robert's not here." And, oh, okay. So I go down to the middle primary, and they said, "No, Robert's not here either." And then I go into the preps room where they've got those tiny little tables that are around in a little circle, and they've got those tiny little chairs, and I see all these preps sitting there, and there's Robert squeezed into one of those chairs and under the table, and he's sitting there learning the ABCs, all right? I would be very worried if I think after 10 years he's still having to be taught the ABCs. He has a serious problem, all right? He either has a learning difficulty or he hasn't listened to anything that he's heard for the last 10 years. That'd be very frustrating as a parent if you realize after all those years he still hasn't learnt that. I'd be thinking to myself, he should have well and truly advanced past that. He should be at a stage where he should be able to go in, teach those preps, those ABCs. Get the picture? Well, this was the frustration of the writer with some of these Hebrews. It was as like they were sitting around those little prep tables wanting to be taught the basics of the Christian life, and they were never wanting to learn. You know, many of these believers needed to be taught again the very basics of the Word of God, or the oracles of God there, which simply means the Word of God. They needed to be taught the very basics of the Word of God again. The fact that Christ is their true atonement. He is the true sacrifice that is needed for the forgiveness of sin. And it's not found in the Jewish religion. The fact that Christ is the Son of God and He rules over all. The fact that He's greater than the angels. Now, why would someone need to be retaught that? That He's greater than the angels and He's greater than the prophets and all these things. But it was as though that the writer had to go back to the very ABCs of the things of God again. Because they just weren't learning. They had a problem. They were dull of hearing. And I'm no school teacher, but I'm guessing one of the most frustrating things for a school teacher would be to spend time teaching a student the very basics of a subject, only to have them come back the next day and ask you the same question, and then you have to repeat everything that you said the day before. Only to have them come back the next day and ask you the same question, and then you have to repeat the same thing again and again. You must be thinking, are they hearing me? Is this ever going to sink in? I know parents, we go through that, don't we? You've got to teach the same manners, the same things over and over and over, and hopefully one day they stick. But that's not just a problem for children. This is a problem for many Christians. We don't learn. You know, how long have you been saved? 5 years? 10 years? 20 years? Well, put aside how long you've been saved. Where would you be in the Christian life? Are you still a little prep tucked under those little tables, still needing to be taught the basics? Or are you in primary or senior or graduated? Where are you? If you've been saved for 7 to 10 years, you should be able to teach the basics of the Christian life. It shouldn't be hard for you to go into one of these classes of the children and teach them the basics of the things of God and what God can do. That shouldn't be hard for you. You should have learnt that much. It shouldn't be hard for any parent who has been saved for any amount of time to teach their children the basics of the things of God. Now, it's true, we never stop learning, and so you're never going to feel as though you know everything. But you should know something, and you should be growing in that knowledge. Now, I don't think the learning should be limited to knowledge of the Bible stories and the basics of faith. It should also extend into the experiential knowledge. And I think that's where a lot of us fall down. You know, we're going to discover when we look at chapter 10 and chapter 11 that the writer begins to talk about the practical life of the Christian and how in every area of our life it comes down to faith in the Lord and in His Word and obeying Him on the basis that we believe that He knows best. That's what it all comes down to in the Christian life. I believe He knows best. It comes down to knowing the Word of God and also knowing the God of those words and trusting Him more than our feelings, trusting Him more than our circumstances, trusting Him more than the philosophies and teachings of others. I believe God and His Word, and I'm going to live it in a practical way. I'm going to put it into practice in my life. And this is something that we all should be growing in. But how often do we have to be retaught the very basics of that life of faith? You know, the Lord teaches us the very basic thing of how a Christian should spend time in His Word and in prayer on an almost daily basis. But in time, we have to be retaught that very basic thing again. I'm not spending time with the Lord in private. How many times does the Lord teach you the basics of trusting that He knows best in regardless of what the circumstance is? And then another circumstance arises and we find it hard to trust the Lord in that area, and it's as though we have to be retaught in this lesson. It's as though we never learnt the lesson last time and now we have to be retaught it again. How many times does the Lord teaches you the vanity of a particular sin? And you realize, you come to that point, you learn how vain that sin is and how futile it is, and then you enjoy victory over that sin, only to find yourself going back to that same sin again and having to be learnt or taught that same principle again of the vanity of that sin and having to gain victory over it once again. It seems as though we have learnt nothing. And we're still getting the basics wrong. Well, brethren, someone who is dull of hearing has that problem. And even though when you consider how long they've been saved and how much they have been taught and how much they've been hearing the Word of God and reading the Word of God, they should have a firm understanding of the Word of God and being able to grow in the knowledge and the love of the Lord Jesus Christ and have victory and be able to teach others how to live the Christian life, it's as though they need to be taught all those things again. And if you're always needing to be taught the basics, there is a problem there. And it's called being dull of hearing. And you'll never grow while you stay like that. You know, just as a little side issue, when I was thinking about teachers and how it seems as though nothing ever sinks in, I realized that I had that problem when I was a kid going to school. Nothing ever seemed to sink in. I just never seemed to catch things. And if you read the comments on my report cards, you discover the reason for that. Predominantly, the comment for the teachers was, Alan is easily distracted. And my problem wasn't my hearing. It was just that when I was meant to be listening to the teacher, I was listening to somebody else. Or I was more interested in listening to others or thinking about what others were doing when I should have been there to learn. And I wonder if you were given a spiritual report card, how many of us would have easily distracted by worldly things? Easily distracted. Sometimes it's not our hearing that makes us dull of hearing, it's the thoughts in our mind and the distractions that are around us that hinder us from thinking on the things of God. You come to church. Lovely that we're all here today. You know, normally a lot of us are sick at the moment. Wonderful you're here, but what's floating around in your mind at the moment? If there's 10 or 20 things that you're thinking about at the moment, as well as the Word of God, the Lord may be trying to speak to you, but He's having a hard time with everything else that's going on inside your mind at the moment. Easily distracted. When you're reading the Word of God in your quiet time, how often are all these other thoughts running around? No wonder the Lord doesn't speak to you. Oh, you don't hear Him. If you don't want to remain someone who never learns, if you don't want to remain dull of hearing, well then you need to focus on the things of God. Set your affection on things above and not on things of earth. You need to have a zeal to learn. That's something you have to be motivated to do. You have to have a zeal to grow in the knowledge of the Lord and the love of the Lord as well. It doesn't happen automatically. It's not a passive thing where you just come to a building like this and it sort of comes in through osmosis or something, you know, where you just grow in the knowledge of the Lord. You actually have to concentrate and study things out and commit things to memory and actually then put into practice the things that you have heard. Otherwise, you can be learning and being taught for 10 years, like going to school, and still be just in the little prep class because you're dull of hearing and you're not learning. And so that's one of the signs of someone who is dull of hearing. You're just always needing the basics. Now, Another sign is very similar, but different in one sense, and that is someone who is dull of hearing also only likes milk. Let's read verses 12 and 13. It says, For when for the time ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. For everyone that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. You know, I love milk. I love milkshakes. I love thick shakes. When I have cereal, I love to put stacks of milk on it. I absolutely love milk. But if I went out to a restaurant with you and we sat down and you ordered this lovely meal and then I pulled out my little baby's bottle and I started to drink milk and suck on that, you'd think I'm very strange, right? And you'd be right, right? You think this guy really needs to grow up. He needs to expand his appetite past milk, all right? If he really wants to mature in every way. Sadly, that's how many Christians are, though. The Word of God tells us there are some things in the Word of God are the basics of the faith, and it refers to them as milk. And then it tells us that there are the deeper things of the Word of God, and it refers to them as meat. And I admit I love the milk of the Word of God. I love hearing about salvation. That's a wonderful thing. I love hearing about how God loves me. I love hearing about heaven and how I'm going to go to heaven. But if that's all I want to hear about, then I won't expand my appetite with the things of God, and it will stunt my growth. And too many Christians go off to church to learn, and really they just want the pastor to pull out a little baby's bottle and pop it in their mouth and let them suck on a little bit of milk, and then they can go home and feel satisfied. And when there's a bit of meat, when there's some doctrine which they have to concentrate on and think about and chew over in their mind and maybe go home and study it out as well. Oh, I don't like that. It's boring, you know, or it's too hard to understand. Just give me something simple to understand. Now, that's fine if you're a newly saved person. But if you've been saved for 5 or 10 years and you're still saying that, well, then you have a problem. You won't grow to maturity. You're going to stay a babe. And, you know, when we looked at those messages on Melchizedek and how his order is greater than Aaron's order and showing how Jesus is greater than Aaron, and when we look at some other things, you know, there are some very meaty things here in the book of Hebrews. But when we look at these sort of things and various other doctrines, how do you respond to that? Do you love it? Do you chew on these things and you look forward to, I've always wanted to understand that and I want to get that under my belt so I know what's being said there so when I read it, it makes sense to me. Do you love that sort of stuff or do you think, oh boy, just give me something easy to understand? How do you respond? Are you someone that just wants to suck on milk all the time or do you like the meat? You know, when it comes to physically being deaf, someone who is dull of hearing only hears the loud things, sadly. And they don't get to hear the intricate sounds of beauty. And when someone is spiritually deaf, they only hear the basic things of the Word of God, and the deeper things of the Word of God they just don't seem to get or to hear. You know, actually, the word dull, where it says dull of hearing, it actually means sluggish or lazy or slothful. That's what it's actually really talking about. It's not actually referring to having a hearing problem at all. It's actually referring to being lazy and too lazy to learn as you're listening. Now, that's an interesting thought. How many times have you come to church and through the Word of God, the Lord has pricked your heart about something? He's told you how you should be praying more, or you should be reading more, or you should be witnessing more, or you should be loving your spouse more, or you should be submitting to your spouse more, or you should be submitting to the authority, or you should be more forgiving or more gentle or more kind or whatever it is. And the Lord presses that upon your heart, and He may even make it as clear as day to you where you know the specific area where He wants you to change. Has that ever happened? I trust it has. But when the Lord has spoken to you in such a clear way, when you've gone home, what's happened? Have you gone home and then not change? Oh, I know what the Lord was saying, but you just don't do anything. Now, why does that happen? Why do we do that? Well, it's because we're sluggish, or we're being lazy and slothful in the Christian life. It's really that we couldn't be bothered putting the effort into doing what God has just told us to do. We know what we should do, but that's going to take a lot of discipline and a lot of effort. And so we could not be bothered to do it. So we don't change. And brethren, that is what being dull of hearing is really about. I know what you're saying, Lord, but I just could not be bothered to change. You know, and the fact is, the reason why we like to hear the milk of the Word of God so much and not the meat is because it actually takes effort to chew through these things to understand it. It might mean some personal Bible study at home. It might mean occupying yourself with the things of God and not all the other things that seem to be interested or is interesting to you. It might mean turning off the TV and actually studying something that you heard preach. I want to learn more about that. I don't want to be ignorant in that area. I want to learn and grow. So I'm going to turn off the telly and I'm going to study that and see what God is saying. You know, oftentimes it's not that we don't understand or can't understand the media things of the Word of God. It's just because we find them too much effort to find out ourselves. And so we're happy to stay dull of hearing, lazy and sluggish. You know, if there are things that you read that you don't understand, someone who is not dull of hearing will want to understand it. And they will put the effort into studying it. Someone who's dull of hearing, that's too hard. I'll just find a little bit of milk, you know, and suck on that. Oh, that'll do me for today. See, someone who's dull of hearing, one of the characteristics is you just want to stick to milk. That's why you never grow and learn. And you don't go into the meatier things. But we see one other characteristic of someone who is dull of hearing, and this one's only brief. And that is, someone who is dull of hearing doesn't know the difference between good and evil. Look at verse 14. But strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Let me explain what the writer is saying here. He's saying that a Christian who has grown in the Christian life and their appetite for the Word of God has expanded past milk, and they are chewing on the meatier things of the Word of God. And not only that, they have put that into practice in their life. It says there that they have their senses exercised. That is, they have disciplined themselves and they have put into practice the things that they have learned. It says someone that only maturity through this discipline and work and actively understanding the Word of God, they get to a point where they can discern between good and evil. Now, that's a good place to be, where you can see something and understand if it's wrong or right. But the person who only feeds on milk and never learns never grows and does have a problem discerning between good and evil. That's the difference. And so if you see a Christian doing some very foolish things, or if you see a Christian doing some evil things and they can't even see that they're evil, well then that's probably a good indication of a Christian who is dull of hearing. You see, we've got various ages here. But there are some ages, some of the little ones here, they don't understand what's safe and what's unsafe. And that's why they'll stand up on top of the railings there, and they will, and those that are older, we sense the fear because we can see the potential danger there, right? But they don't sense it. They haven't grown in their knowledge. You know, some of these toddlers here, they'll be just as happy to chew on a razor blade as a biscuit, all right? Because they haven't grown in their understanding of how dangerous chewing on a razor blade is. Now, if they're 10 years old and they're still finding it difficult to see the danger of chewing on a razor blade, there is some learning deficiencies. Maybe they are dull of hearing in lots of ways. And that's the understanding that we get here. Those, sadly, who are young in the Lord often look at those that are older in the Lord, and when they try and give them some advice about the dangers of things that they're doing, often they think the person's overacting or they're being paranoid or they're out of touch. Now, sometimes that may be the case, but the reality is most of the time is it's because someone has learned the Word of God, their appetite has expanded to the media things of God, and they've put these things into practice, and they have that understanding between good and evil, where those that are young in the Lord don't. And that's one way to see if you have been dull of hearing or growing in the Christian life. As the years have gone by, have you discovered things where you thought there was nothing wrong with that, only to discover as you have grown in the Lord, what was I thinking? That was so silly. And you've gone away from it. You see, the danger for many Christians is, after a number of years, without realizing it, you become dull of hearing. Just like as we age physically, sometimes we can become dull of hearing, but we don't realize it, and we think everyone else has a problem, but I'm fine. My dad thinks that having the TV on 42 is just normal. Doesn't realize that actually it should be on around about 18, all right? But he thinks it's normal. But sadly, when it comes to the spiritual life, we think things are fine. And we change. But then we use our years of being saved as a way of actually deceiving ourselves. Hey, I've been saved for a long time. I ought to know what's right and what's wrong. Little do we realize that we have slowly become dull of hearing over the years. You see, evil things never get better. But Christians do get dull of hearing. And we can put that down to so many areas of life. And the question you must ask yourself is, has that life of sanctification, being separate from the sinful things of this world and being unspotted from the world, has that increased over time or has it decreased? Those who are listening to the Lord and they are growing in the knowledge and maturing in the Lord, their hearing should be getting better. The voice of the Lord and the conviction of the Lord should be louder, not softer. The question you need to ask yourself is, have you been hearing the Lord's voice lately? Is the voice of the Lord loud and clear? Or does it seem a bit muffled? He's murmuring these days. In fact, he's so distant, I hardly ever hear him anymore. I must be really good. He doesn't even bother to talk to me anymore. Well, you know, that's just the evidence of becoming dull of hearing. And those who stay like that, it spells disaster. Because as we see here, you don't learn, you don't grow, and then you're easily tricked by the evil one, thinking something is okay when really it is harmful. You can't tell the difference. And then you fall into many great sins that cause great sorrow. The answer is stop being dull of hearing. That is, stop being a lazy, slothful listener. That is, hey, if there's anything I'm going to put my zeal and effort into, it's not going to be being rich or being famous or making a name for myself or these hobbies. I'm going to put my effort into knowing the things of God. I'm going to set my affection on these things and seek first the kingdom of heaven and His righteousness and allow all these other things for Him to provide as He sees fit. I want to put things of God first. That's someone who is not dull of hearing. And you know, the good thing is for today, is if the Lord has spoken to you about something, if He's pricked your heart and said, hey, you need to change in this area, whatever it is, you're going to be able to know very clearly by this time next week if you're someone who is dull of hearing spiritually or not. Because if you're dull of hearing, you're going to sit here next week and you're going to remember what the Lord convicted you about, but you would have done nothing about it. You just let it go. But if you're someone that is listening intently to the things of God, you're going to go home today and you're going to put into practice those things that you heard, and you're going to start exercising your senses to the things of God so that these things become a part of your character. You're going to be able to sit in next week and say, you know, the Lord spoke to me about that last week. Praise God, I've been actually putting it into practice, and I'm going to keep doing it and exercising it until it's just a way of life so that I can grow in the Lord. You're going to know the difference. You're going to know if you're dull of hearing or not. And I think if we were honest, we would all be a little scared because we know how easily and how much we have become dull of hearing in many things in the Word of God. And so, that was the exhortation to the believers here in Hebrews. And it is just as relevant for us today. Let's pray. Father, we know that, Lord, you speak to us, but often we are so easily distracted, we're so content with where we are, that we don't want to learn anymore, we don't want to be sanctified anymore. Oh, Lord, forgive us for this sin of being dull of hearing. And Lord, I pray that your Spirit may minister to each one of us this day. And Lord, be very real to us. And that, Father, we would show through our actions our sincere desire to glorify you in our life. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.